Hello and welcome in. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. And today, well, it's the next to last home game of the 2024 season. And for the Lansing Lugnuts, it's the day that they become the Malmo Oat Milkers, taking on the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Yesterday, Fort Wayne was victorious 10-6. So the Tin Caps and Lansing have split the first four games of this series. Tomorrow is going to be the final home game of the year for Lansing. Tonight is Fan Appreciation Night. Well, I had the chance to catch up with one of Lansing's best relievers as of late. The right-hander just came up from Stockton and first joined Lansing in his pro debut season 2 years ago, Micah Dallas. Here's Micah. Joined by Lugnuts pitcher Micah Dallas, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. What's the best catch you've ever made while shagging flies?
Best catch? I mean, off the wall, probably. I've had some nice catches back in my heyday. Probably, I think yesterday I made a fake diving catch, so that was fun.
Hey, that's what batting practice is for, right? Show off some good fake hustle that let everyone know that you fake got it.
Absolutely. You gotta remind them that, you know, pitchers are athletes, and we all used to play some positions back in our day.
I first had the joy of broadcasting you 2 years ago. Since then, how have you developed?
You know, it's been a long journey. A lot of mental development, just, you know, going through the ups and downs of professional baseball, getting to know what it's really about, and you know, just learning my body. You know, I've never played this long of a season, and it really teaches you a lot about your body, how to prepare, what to do in between, and on the field stuff. I would say I've definitely developed my changeup a lot more. I've used it a lot more this year. I feel like I can use it really in any count, any batter. So that's really opened the doors for, you know, four-seam sinker slider, and just having that in there for the lefties, the changeup that, you know, they're used to seeing the slider coming in.
Was there a grip change, a way that you throw it change, or simply a change in the confidence that you have in it?
I think confidence and just conviction, that can change a lot of things physically. You know, if I'm throwing it, you know, full speed as hard as I can and just believing in it instead of aiming in it, the action just really took shape.
What is the shape of your change?
I try and get as much depth as possible. Can I just go straight down? So that's what I kind of lean on, and yeah.
There's a guy who covers the A's organization who you join the team, and he goes, "Watch this slider." How good is your slider feeling?
I mean, that's just kind of been my baby my whole life. It's been what I kind of lean on when things are going good and when things are going bad. So it's always nice that I feel like I have the confidence to throw it in any count, down in the count, ahead in the count, put away for a strike. So it's my Swiss Army knife. So, yeah.
How did you get a pipeline into the A's scouting department to make sure that they keep on drafting Aggies?
Well, I guess they didn't totally hate the Aggies that they had in the organization, so maybe they... maybe they kept wanting some more. I don't know. But, you know, Detmer, extremely talented. Willie's obviously having a crazy good season. And, you know, we just got a shortstop. So
Camarillo, yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. I'm sure I'll be seeing him soon, playing on the same team with him. So, yeah, I mean, just the Oakland Aggies.
When you joined, I mean, and we go out to Quad Cities, and there's Trevor Werner. And it's just fun to see the pro Aggies taking over.
Yep, we had Trevor. I got to see Joseph Menifee on Dayton the other day, so it's really cool. We had a special group of guys in 22, and you know, there's always, you know, guys before that and guys after, but specifically the team I was on, it was really awesome, and a lot of pro guys came out of that, and just looking forward to see where everyone ends up.
I mean, so far the program is not embarrassing you yet.
That's right.
Have you been able to get back to campus?
Yeah, I've spent the past two off seasons in College Station, and nice. I'll be, you know, going down there on, you know, back and forth this year too.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was wondering, what are your plans for the off season?
Well, I believe I'll be spending the first couple months just staying throwing, and I'll see what, you know, what that takes, and I'll probably take a month off and, you know, travel around a little bit and hang out with my family and my girlfriend.
What's your next goal for yourself pitching-wise? What's that next step that you want to take to develop?
Honestly, it's just doing me more consistently. Yeah. I watch the big leaguers, and they go about their business, and it's always, you know, it's not who has the better stuff. It's who can do their best more consistently, and that's what gets guys to the big leagues, and that's what lets them stay there. And so that's my goal, is just to do me, to do my best day in and day out.
Is there a specific pitcher who inspires you?
Growing up, it was Max Scherzer. I absolutely love his fire and just his competitive nature on the mound. It just makes it more fun, you know. It's personal, but it's not personal, you know. It's just an extra game within the game.
Two more questions for you. The first is, are you still eating Pringles?
I do enjoy Pringles. I think if I was eating as many as I did back then, I'd be, you know, a couple pounds overweight. So I got to watch that. It's a long season. But yeah, Pringles are still one of my go-to chips.
Lastly, with Micah Dallas, actually, I've got a bonus one. Okay. Are you feeling about the mustache?
Okay, the mustache is not here to stay.
Okay.
This is 8 days in, and you know, just some of the guys in the bullpen were growing it, so we're just you know, having a good time, finish the season out with
mustache. Mustache gang in the bullpen.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is the last one. This is the new question I've started asking guys. If you were on a quiz show, what category would you dominate?
Oh, geez, give me some astronomy.
Oh.
Give me some maybe cartoons, recent cartoons,
yeah.
Like, you know, Rick and Morty or something like that, SpongeBob, you know, and sports, basketball and baseball.
Micah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Micah Dallas, gig 'em. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Yo, what's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence St. John Health Centers to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Starting lineups time. Here's Adam.
All right, Jesse, thanks so much. Lugnuts playing their final night game at home, the penultimate home game tonight. It is a beautiful evening for baseball. Let's start with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Kai Murphy leads off. He's in center field. Tyler Robertson bats second and left. Ethan Salas, the youngster, is hitting third and the DH. Devin Ortiz bats cleanup at third base. Nick Vogt in right field hitting fifth. Norwillian Cedeno bats sixth at second base. Ethan Long at first base hitting seventh. Swinging eighth is Colton Bender behind the plate. Wyatt Hoffman rounds out the order at shortstop. Murphy, Robertson, Salas, Ortiz, Vogt, Cedeno, Long, Bender, Hoffman in support of the righty Jose Reyes. What do you think tonight for a spotlight hitter for the Tin Caps? Jesse, you were right on yesterday with Robertson.
It's Kai Murphy. Four hits out of the leadoff spot yesterday, back in the leadoff spot today. Fort Wayne does well when it gets things going early, and he's the guy at the very top.
Yeah, he was great yesterday. All singles, drove in one. It was a lot of singles yesterday, but 19 total hits. The Oat Milkers take the field, and their starting lineup, written up by Craig Conklin, is this. Johnny Butler leading off as the DH. Ryan Lasko bats second in center field. In left field is Jarrett Dickey hitting third. Nate Nankill slides up to the cleanup spot in right field. Luke Mann bats fifth at third base. Josh Kuroda-Grauer at shortstop tonight, batting sixth. TJ Schofield-Sam is at second, swinging seventh. Hitting eighth is Danny Bautista Jr. at first base, and Cole Kahn rounds out the order behind the plate. Johnny Butler, followed by Ryan Lasko, Jared Dickey, Nate Nankill, Luke Mann, Josh Kuroda-Grauer, TJ Schofield-Sam, Danny Bautista Jr., and Cole Kahn. And they support Luis Morales on the mound, the right-hander. How about a spotlight Oat Milker?
Dangerous bottom part of the order for Lansing. Kuroda-Grauer, Schofield, Sam, Bautista Jr., and Kahn. I'm going Danny Bautista Jr. to stay hot.
Okay, he's swinging there in that 8 spot. I agree. And that's when Lansing has been at their best, when they can turn the lineup card over with production at the bottom of the order. Tin Caps are in the away Reds tonight with the gray pants. The Lugnuts as the Oat Milkers. Every minor league team wearing those uniforms one time this year. Tonight, it is Lansing's night. They are up the first baseline. Sun is out. We send it down for the national anthem.
Oh, say,
right, how about that from Troy Seifert? He's done our national anthem a handful of times this year. A great rendition once again tonight. The final S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y Knights of Lansing Lugnuts baseball at home. It is a gorgeous 75 degrees and sunny. We are ready for the Tin Caps and the Lansing Lugnuts as the Oat Milkers tonight. Once again, here's the voice, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson outside, hello from inside. And hello from the field, here's your defensive arrangement. For the Lansing Lugnuts turned Malmo Oat Milkers today. All those guys who have baseball player written on the back of their uniform. It's Jared Dickey in left field, and center Ryan Lasko, and in right Nate Nankill. Luke Mann plays third. Josh Carota Grauer at shortstop. TJ Schofield, Sam handles second. Out at first base, Danny Batista Jr. The catcher is Cole Kahn. That brings us to the man on the mound. That is the right-hander out of Antilla, Cuba. Luis Morales makes his 21st start of the year.
Yes, indeed. He has been special this year. He's got great stuff. Repped the Lugnuts in the Futures game in Arlington, Texas during the All-Star break. And he has been special to watch. Great slider. Works it off with the high 90s fastball. We'll see what he looks like tonight.
Top three hitters in the Fort Wayne order. Murphy, Roberts, and Salas. Out of the field. All right, play ball declared. Let's get things going. Adam, what are your thoughts on this weather?
It's perfect. Final Saturday night. Final night game for the Lugnuts at home. You couldn't ask for anything better. Beautiful, beautiful weather.
78 degrees. That's right in my mind. Late August, September, and Michigan made for baseball. But baseball winding to a close, football getting going. We get going here at 7.04 p.m. First pitch, a cold strike from Morales, as called by Stone Garver. Fastball at 97 miles an hour, inside corner. To Kai Murphy batting left. And immediately the time called for by Murphy. Batting 241, this is his 110th game of the year. 8 hits shy of 100. 8 chops foul up the right side. Strike 2. 99 into his kitchen. If you can't handle the heat, you gotta get out of that kitchen. 902 is on its way. Up high, 97. Nate Miller has predicted, Adam, that Luis Morales is going to touch 100 miles an hour tonight.
I like it. Let's see.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Change of pace. One batter, one strikeout from Morales. Wind currently blowing left to right across the field. Tyler Robertson takes his turn. Righty, righty, no score. Above the letters, ball one at 98. Robertson comes in on a 7-game hitting streak, and he has been red hot. Pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. 97, couldn't touch it. Robertson, in his last 9 games, is hitting 474, 18 for 38. How do you like that? The man from Montgomery, Alabama. A 1-1 pitch. Up and in at 98. Ball two.
I feel like if he's going to touch 100, he's going to have to do it in the first or second inning before he starts to maybe wear down just a touch.
You don't want him to build his way up. Let's hit fly. Chopper, left side, third baseman man charges and could not glove it cleanly off the glove and down to the grass. Robertson beats out the infield single. One out base runner for Fort Wayne in the top of the first. Do you mind if I adjust those Robertson stats? He is now 19 for his last 39. He's hitting 487. He's hit safely in 8 straight. Wow. And that there. Look, when it's going great for you, it's going really well. Little bleeder up the third base side. Robertson on at first, great speed. Ethan Salas dribbles it foul right side, off the dugout railing for Lansing. And today, I should say, for the Oat Milkers. Strike one. The Malmo Oat Milkers. the 121st team in minor league baseball. Every single one of the teams in minor league baseball are suiting up as the Outmilkers once this year at home. A throw over to first tag, Robertson safe. Bases umpire Isabella Robb out between the mound and second. Pronouncing it, spreading the arms wide. Salas DHing today, heading 210, the 18-year-old. Here's the pitch. Inside corner, strike called. So on one side, Adam, you've got the top pitching prospect for the A's organization. And on the other side, you have the top overall prospect for the San Diego Padres.
Fun matchup. That's what you like about these minor league games. So you get some of the top prospects battling against one another.
0-2 pitch, Robertson runs, fastball high, throw down, tag, and no. Steal of second for Robertson. One ball and two strikes for Salas. Robb gave it a good look. Throw down by Colcon went third base side, and Kuroda Grauer tried to swing it across, but it's stolen base number 14. There's the 1-2 pitch from Morales. Line drive over the leaping second baseman Schofield. Sam, base hit to right. Scoop by Nankill. Robertson for the plate. One hot throw in late. Robertson scores standing. An RBI single for Salas. He wins the top prospect battle. And it's 1-0 Fort Wayne.
Well, it's the second straight night that Lansing's given up runs in the first inning. Just a little dribbler down the third baseline, but then that's all Fort Wayne needs. Robertson gets into scoring position with the steal. Great job by Salas to drive him in.
His 49th ribby of the year. And here's Devin Ortiz. What a game yesterday for Ortiz. First pitch, up and in, ball one. Ortiz was 4-for-5. Hit an RBI double in the second inning. He scored 3 runs. Righty, righty. The pitch, outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Ortiz had a four-hit game. Tyler Robertson had a four-hit game. Kai Murphy had a four-hit game. Morales' pitch is swung at and missed. 98 right by him. 2-1. That was the weird thing about the game for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, right? Was they had a season-high 19 hits. Of those hits, 17 were singles. Hitter's got here. Pitch on its way. Strike two called. 98 right down the middle. Salas at first base will steal. He is 9-for-12. Held on by Batista Jr. is looking right into the sun. 1-0 Fort Wayne. One out. A 2-2 pitch. Down and in. Went slider. Full count on Ortiz. Nick Vogt waits on deck. A four-hit game yesterday for Ortiz. That was the very first four-hit game that he has had as a pro. Out of Virginia. Payoff. Ripped beyond the third baseman. Man, a base hit up the left field line. Salas turns second. He heads for third. Picked up by Dickey. Ortiz heads for second. As Dickey hits the shortstop, Kuroda Grauer. A double here for Devin Ortiz. 98-mile-an-hour fastball up and in, and he was early. And that's 3 straight base hits for Fort Wayne off Morales. Didn't hit it all that well. Didn't quite barrel it, but did sneak it in between Luke Mann and third base. And that provokes a visit to the mound by the pitching coach, Schulze. To the final two appearances of the year for Luis Morales. If the A's do decide to start Luis against the West Michigan Whitecaps next week. Last year was Luis's very first season as a professional. And he spent it at 4 different stops, but he didn't throw all that many innings. 11 innings with the Dominican Summer League A's, 9 innings down in the Complex League. and then he moved up to Stockton for 16 and a third, and he followed up with 7 2/3 with Lansing. So all told, you know, 44 innings for Luis Morales last season, and this season 74 innings. So ramping up, he is still only 21. He's going to turn 22 toward the end of September. And he has such a high ceiling arm. There's such great potential. Second and third, one out. Hit both. Infield in. Righty, righty. Ground ball left side. Backhanded Carota Grauer. Throws to the plate. Tag applied on Ethan Salas. Out number two. And Ortiz did put it second. Nick Boat reaches on the fielder's choice. So from second and third, one out. First and second, two out for Fort Wayne, leading 1-0. No panic there, not from Josh Carota Grauer at short, nor from the catcher Cole Kahn. Ortiz steps away from second base, Carota Grauer in behind him, boat away from first. The pitch to Nerwillian Cedeno. Switch hitter batting left, takes a ball low. I like that on the Fort Wayne pronunciation guide on the roster, they saw a fit to make sure that we know how to pronounce Cedeno. Not his first name. Nerwillian takes the ball outside. It's a wonderful first name at that. The only Nerwillian to play professional baseball.
It's a fun one.
Out of Rio Tucani, Venezuela. 2-0 pitch from Morales. On its way. Swing and a miss. About 97 below the knees.
Well, this is all of a sudden turned into a really difficult half inning for Luis Morales. I mean, he got through the first batter and Kai Murphy real quick. Looked like it was going to be seamless, and here comes Fort Wayne again.
Hitters got here. Line drive up the middle. Base hit center field. Devin Ortiz around third. He's coming in to score. A thought of third base. The tag on Nick Boat in time. Side retired. However, score the run at the plate. Ortiz did come across before Boat was tagged by Luke Mann. Fort Wayne plates two. RBI single for Cedeno. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Tin Caps two. And the Oat Milkers are coming up against the right-hander Jose Reyes.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Malmo Oat Milkers are coming up for the bottom of the first inning. Johnny Butler, Ryan Lasko, Jared Dickey against the righty Jose Reyes out of Mexicali, Mexico. Fort Wayne defense features Bender at catcher, Long at first, Cedeno at second, Hoffman the shortstop, Ortiz at third, Robertson's in left, Murphy in center, Vogt in right. Fort Wayne is up 2-0. Reyes throws, Johnny Butler takes, outside corner, strike one call. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Pitch on its way. Outside. Ball at a strike. For Jose Reyes. This is appearance number 5 for Fort Wayne. It's his very first start. He lets it fly. Foul tip for strike two. He's gone off speed early. Changeup. 14 innings for Reyes. 3 walks, 10 strikeouts. 1 home run allowed. Stands 6'3", 190 pounds. And he has his Red Sox pulled up to his knees. Butler rotates the two-ton bat. Pitch on its way. Tried the backdoor breaking ball and curved it outside. Ball two. Johnny Butler, another productive day yesterday. A double, a couple of walks. The deal. Fouled away, left side. Off the rooftop. With one bounce. Two balls, two strikes, it stays. The oat milkers wearing their white jerseys with the black sleeves. Reyes delivers. Swing and a miss. Fastball exploded by him at 90. First strikeout for Reyes. One away.
I think that's still something that Johnny Butler's got to improve on. Sometimes he is dead on those fastballs, Jesse, but he has swung and missed at too many of those that are coming into the zone at a low 90s velocity this year.
Ryan Lasko here, righty-righty. Front door breaking ball curves inside, ball one. It was Lasko who recorded the outfield assist to end the top half of this inning. He threw out Nick Vogt at third base. Ward Wynn played at two for the lead. Here it comes. Lasko grounds it up the middle, beyond second base. Through the backhanded attempt by Cedeno, it's a base hit to center. Murphy gets it in. Ryan Lasko is on with a one-out single. You know, Lasko is putting together a very nice series here offensively and defensively against Fort Wayne. He's now 7 for 15 against the Tin Caps.
I was going to say, I got to lead defense after that catch last night.
I don't blame you. There's Jared Dickey batting left. Pick off the over, Lasko's safe. You know, Lansing had 3 outfield assists in yesterday's game. Two of them were by Lasko. Here's the pitch. Outside corner, called a strike. Right there at the knees. So Lasko made a tremendous leaping catch at the center field wall and threw out 2 Tin Caps on the bases. Oh, by the way, offensively, he had 2 singles and a walk. Dickey swings and fouls it away left side. Strike two. I mean, Adam, I think we're seeing why the A's took Lasko in the second round. That's him, the guy who says baseball player on the back of his number one uniform.
And a good baseball player at that.
That guy's a baseball player. Reyes throws outside. Lasko also yesterday stole a bag. It was his 11th steal of the year in 12 attempts. 11 steals in high A. He swiped 20 bases with Stockton. He's up to 31. Jared Dickey waiting. 1-2 pitch. A ground ball to the second baseman, Cedeno. Shovels to second one. Hop into first. It's two. Double play to end the first inning. 4-6-3. Wipe out the single. Send us to the second. Fort Wayne leading 2-0.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Let's go to the second inning. Oat Milkers trailing the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 2-0. 7-8-9 coming up for Fort Wayne, Long Bender Hoffman. That's Ethan Long, the first baseman, against the right-hander Luis Morales. Who deals? Popped up, towering. Right side in the foul ground. First baseman Batista over. And makes the catch. What a way. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. I look down, I see those white uniforms with the black sleeves, and I do a double take. I go, am I used to seeing Danny Batista Jr. in these uniforms? And the answer is no. This is the first time that he and his teammates have ever worn them. So Long has gone on one pitch. Here's Colton Bender, righty to righty. Fastball to start him at 97. Strike called. Number 8, hitter in the order, 2-0 Caps. The deal. Down low, skipping in. Bender's batting 171 through 42 games. Does have a home run this year. The pitch, low again. Two balls and a strike on Bender. He was drafted out of Quinnipiac, 10th rounder 3 years ago. Pitch coming in. Line drive slicing deep down the right field line into the corner. That's a fair ball. Nankill plays the carom perfectly. Fires it into second and holds Bender to a single. These corners are no joke at Jackson Field, but Nate Nankill was ready. Colton Bender dents the wall, gets one base. But Adam, I want to go back to the top of the first inning. Remember, Kai Murphy, retired by Morales, and then the trouble, a Robertson single, a Salas single, an Ortiz double. Fielder's choice by vote, single by Cedeno. Here a quick out. Wyatt Hoffman, the batter, first pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one on the slider. When Morales first joined Lansing this year, it was the first batter of innings who gave him troubles. Fastball up and in. One ball, one strike on Hoffman. The number 9 hitting shortstops, batting 269 this season. Morales sets high. Kicks and brings it. Up and in again, ball 2. So just like he did with Bender, falling behind. The leadoff hitter entering play today against Morales is batting 288 this year. With runners on, the league had been batting just 222 though. Hitter's pitch here. Hoffman swings and foul tips it. Two balls and two strikes. Morales can look for his second strikeout now. With runners in scoring position, Morales this year had been limiting the opposition to 180 average. He'd been so good. Fort Wayne was barreling. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He got him. Slider. Second strikeout for Luis Morales. Two away for Kai Murphy. Kai Murphy struck out swinging his first time up. Right at a lefty, 2-0 Fort Wayne. Runner at first, the pitch. Rakes a little inside. Ball 1. Very short lead at first base for Bender. Infield is in the shade, center fielder in the sunlight. Swing and a miss. Fastball right by him, right down Michigan Avenue at 96. One ball, one strike. American flag hanging above the Lansing BWL sign down the right side. Just swirling a little bit at the pole. Time granted to the batter, Murphy. I mentioned the center fielder, Lasco, is in the sunlight. So is the right fielder, Nankill. Nobody else trouble. Here's the pitch. A ground ball sizzling right side beyond the diving Schofield Sam. A base hit in the right center. There goes Bender for third. Lasco's throw. It's high. Bender arrives in safely. Manning to take it in with a hop. A single by Murphy. And here comes Fort Wayne. First and third. Two men out. Tyler Robertson, hottest hitter of on the team. One for one. Infield single, steal, scored the first run last inning. Right-hander to right-hander. And side ball one. And low. Ethan Salas singled in Robertson to the first. Norwillian Cedeno singled in Devin Ortiz. Ground ball up the middle, off the mound. Back in at Schofield, Sam gives to Kuroda Grauer. Not in time at second for the force. All the while, Bender scores from third. Tyler Robertson once again. RBI infield single. And it's 3-0 Fort Wayne. Murphy at second, Robertson at first. Here's the pitch. A ground ball on the right side by Ethan Salas. Schofield Sam over to first, side retired. More two-out offense, though, for Fort Wayne. Three singles, one run. 3-0 tin caps over the Oat Milkers. The 1.5 from Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Kill man Kuroda Grauer coming up for the Oat Milkers. Go to the bottom of the second inning. Trailing 3-0 to Fort Wayne. The Tin Caps are doing it again, as Adam said, death by paper cuts. They have 7 hits, 6 singles. Righty Jose Reyes throws. A man kill takes a called strike. Lead-up hitter in the order. By the way, Adam, I've turned on your headset. Here's the 0-1. Outside.
Oh, thank you. You can turn it off just for a second.
Okay. Got Adam on the scene. He is standing right now on the balcony outside the broadcast booth. The pitch from Reyes. Nankill takes it, breaking in for a called strike at 74 miles an hour. You know what this reminds me of is watching Colin Fields, the West Michigan right-hander, with a 74-mile-an-hour hook and the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. And challenging the batter, do you know what's coming and can you time it right? One ball, two strikes. Dank Hill's heading 371. Here's the pitch. It's the fastball punched on the right side and through, base hit. Boat collects in right, gets it in. Opposite field single for Nate Nankill. His big secret has been that he just doesn't try to do too much. Nankill yesterday had one hit, and it was a two-run double in the ninth. That there was his 37th hit and his 27th game here in High A. Now Luke Mann. The Odin Milkers are trailing 3-0. The pitch. Mann grounds it right back to Reyes. Those to second. One. Wyatt Hoffman the first for double play. 1-6-3. The shortstop on the pivot. Two innings, two double plays turned by Fort Wayne. That one, Reyes helps out his own cause. Jose Reyes coming into this ballgame. Only had one double play, and his first four appearances spanning 14 innings. That is changing. Here's Josh Garota-Grauer. 3-0 Caps. First pitch. Low, ball one. Let's see, because that was the fastball downstairs. Let's see if he comes back with a curve now. Righty, righty. Step back, leg kick, the pitch. Up and in. It was another fastball. Do you know the wild thing is, I'm really enjoying the rocking motion from Reyes. One foot to the other foot. Then the 2-0. Off the outside corner, three balls and no strikes on Garota-Grauer. Third round selection this year by the A's. In his fifth game here at the High A level, he's 3-for-12 with a double. A pitch, taking a called strike. Garota-Grauer yet to walk, only one strikeout. He has been hit by three pitches. 3-1. He's ready to pull the trigger now. Pitch on its way, way outside. There's his first walk here in High A. And a two-out base runner.
Well, this is what we saw last night. Lansing was getting base runners, but they were not able to get them home as easily as Fort Wayne was. So we'll see if that changes here tonight.
TJ Schofield Sam now. Oak Milkers are down 3-0. 2 outs, runner at first, the home second. The pitch. He takes a called strike. Schofield Sam's hitting 205. Had some big swings last week. The pitch stays outside. Changeup. One ball, one strike. Garota-Grauer steps away from first, held on by Long. Shortstop Hoffman a couple of steps to his left up the middle. Outfield straight up. The pitch. Lays down the right field line toward the corner, but foul. It is such an easy swing for Schofield Sam. And then the ball explodes off of his bat. One ball and two strikes, though. Pitcher's pitch from Reyes. Floating up and away. Ball two. We expect to see the right-hander Eric Yost, the 17th rounder last year from Northeastern, pitching in tandem relief following Reyes. Fort Wayne three, the Oat Milkers nothing. 2 outs. The pitch, that's high to Schofield Sam. Tried to bring the curve down to the letters, but no serve. Full count, which means that Garota-Grauer will be in motion. Danny Bautista Jr. is waiting on deck. Bottom part of the order. Here's the payoff. Way high and outside, and that's back-to-back two-out walks. First and second for the Oat Milkers. The third baseman Ortiz, the catcher Bender, and the second baseman Cedeno all hang around the pitcher Reyes, trying to settle him down. He is nibbling. Home plate umpire Stone Garber heads out to adjourn the meeting. Already Bender breaks, then Ortiz departs, and last to leave, the second baseman, Cedeno. It's funny, with the sun, there's one fan at the very far, the end of the right side, first base side, and the bleacher seats. The sun is in his eyes and his eyes only. All right, here's Danny Bautista Jr., down 3-0, 2-1, 2-out in the second. Righty to righty. High for ball one. First pitch hook. hitting .265 this year and swinging it well recently. The first baseman, here's the pitch. Off the outside corner, ball two. Jose Reyes looks like he's trying to massage in these strikes. Does he go to the fastball now on 2-0? Kicks and throws. Ground ball foul up the left side. He went fastball, and he jammed it. Yoan Gonzalez picks it up in the Fort Wayne pen. Who wants it? How about the youngster? Yoan gives it right to her. Yeah, how about that baseball? Pepsi Porch right behind the visiting bullpen here at Jackson Field. It could make a good friendship. First true threat for the Oat Milkers, and it's happened with two outs. Carota Grauer walked, and Schofield Sam walked. Two balls, one strike on Batista Jr., and Reyes needs to get on the same page with Colton Bender. Second baseman Cedeno heads over to the mound for his second time.
Well, again, this is what we're talking about. Fort Wayne has taken advantage. They've scored early runs in the first two innings for a second straight night. Golden chance here for Lansing to try and answer.
Set by Reyes. The 2-1 inside to Batista. Ball three.
Feeling like the Loon series in Dow Diamond where they were just walking batters left and right.
I don't know if this is a lack of command. I think that this is Reyes being very cautious. 3-1 is ripped foul up the left side. Right, that's a fastball. That's off the inside corner. That's likely going to be ball four. Danny couldn't hold back. He turned on it, but he turned on it too soon. 3-2. Reyes is living on the edge, or rather living a little bit off the edge. Runners are in motion with this 3-2, and he hit him. Well, there's a lack of command. Once again, trying to fit that fastball in, and it came too far in. And the bases are loaded without a hit. There was a hit. There was a hit batter.
A back hit.
Pitching coach Thomas Eshelman now goes at the mound himself. Three mound meetings for Jose Reyes in this bottom of the second inning. Batista Jr. down to first, Schofield Sam to second, Carota Grauer over to third, and Cole Kahn is about to step in.
Well, doesn't this feel like the first inning for Luis Morales a little bit? I mean, two quick outs on the double play, and then it's gone walk, walk, HBP, and this has turned into something right here. And Lansing's got a legit threat to get themselves right back in this game.
If you're Cole Kahn, are you first pitch taking, no matter what it is?
I think so. Circumstances change in a situation like this where command has not been consistent.
Base is loaded. Oat Milkers down 3-0. The pitch. Kahn takes. Ball one outside. The switch hitting catcher batting ninth from the left side against Jose Reyes. Pitch on its way. Hit high in the air out to right and shallow. Late break, Nick Vogt gets in to make the catch. Boy, what a tour to get there. It was an adventure for Vogt, but he did stagger in time in the sun. And the Oat Milkers strand three. One single, two walks, one HBP, no runs. To the third inning, Adam Jackson gets the call. The Oat Milkers trail the Tin Caps 3-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh, The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Hello there from Jackson Field on the final day in August 2024, a Saturday night, and so far it has belonged to the Tin Caps. They're up 3-0. They scored 6 runs in the first 2 innings yesterday. They've scored 3 runs in the first 2 innings tonight. So we will see what happens in the third. So here comes the first pitch home. Morales spots it on the outer edge with that slider to Devin Ortiz, strike one. Next pitch, that's a little bit wide. 1-1. Morales 40 pitches deep through the first 2 innings. And again, he got off to a good start with a strikeout, but has already allowed 7 hits. Ready, ready matchup, the pitch home. Checked it, did he go? The appeal. No, says Isabella Robb down the first baseline. 2-1. Ortiz doubled in that first at bat in the opening frame where 4 reached with 3 singles and a double. That pitch is down low and it's 3-1. Ortiz yesterday had 4 hits. Pitch home. High hopping ball foul, third base side. The crowd has kind of been taken out of this one. It is feels like a lull right now because of, again, Fort Wayne, the way that they've scored early in these first 2 games. 3-2 pitch. It's a bouncing ball right at the shortstop. Carota Grauer bends down, has it, whips it to first. 1-1. Tell you what, Jesse, we've seen some real good shortstops come through Lansing. And just in a couple of days watching Carota Grauer, he may have one of the strongest arms we've seen at the shortstop position.
His whole game is fascinating to me.
This is rocked up to right field. Nankill coming over, coming in, now backs up into the sun, makes a catch. 2 down as Nick Vogt is out. Well, he's got what looks to be some very athletic traits, and one of them is his arm. He can rocket that thing over there. Can Josh Carota Grauer, Rutgers Scarlet Knight. Here's Nwillian Cedeno from the left side. Pitch home from the righty. Fastball outside corner, strike one at 96.
What a fun pipeline of shortstops it's been. Jacob Wilson, Max Muncy.
The 0-1 pitch. That's inside. Heads to the backstop, as you just heard.
Careful there, Luis.
Even Drew Swift, another, was, you know, he's fighting through injuries, but he was exceptional defensively. Still is. 1-1 pitch. Ryan Drive out to center field. Lasco to his left. A little bunny jump to make the catch. And that's it. So there is the best half inning so far from Luis Morales, his first 1-2-3 frame in the third. Bottom three next, 3-0, Fort Wayne.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom three coming up here from Jackson Field on this Saturday, August 31st, 2024. Appreciate you stopping in with us on a gorgeous night for Lugnuts Baseball. Mid-70s, sunny out, little breeze. 3-0, Tin Caps lead. Back to the top of the card for Johnny Butler. Jose Reyes, the righty, rocks, kicks, fires. Drops it in there, off-speed, top of the zone, strike one. Lansing loaded up the bases in the last half inning with two outs, but couldn't take advantage. Two walks in an HBP all in a row. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Lash back off the netting. Lasco singled in the first. Nankill singled in the second. And then Carota, Grauer, Schofield, Sam each walked back-to-back before Bautista Jr. was hit on what would have been ball four. The 0-2 pitch. Down low. But then Cole Kahn popped out to right, and the threat was done. So Lansing has left three stranded so far in this game. That was the theme last night as they fell 10-6. Made it interesting in the ninth. The pitch way outside with the breaking ball, 2-2. Fort Wayne took game one. Lansing took games two and three. Fort Wayne took game four yesterday, game five tonight, game six tomorrow. 2-2. Checked it, little bit wide. Three balls, two strikes.
This is what happened to him last inning.
Oh, a late check here. A late appeal there from Colton Bender asking home plate umpire Stone Garber. So he asks Isabella Robbins. She said, nope, he didn't offer. 3-2 pitch. Whack back up towards the sweet level. Up above us.
Hey, better late than never.
As long as you get it in before the next pitch.
Hey, let's go back five pitches. Did he swing then?
Not valid.
We would like to appeal to a higher court.
Here's a pitch. Outside, ball four, so there we go. Another walk.
Adam, I think that was the first fastball that Butler saw. It just kept on saying change-ups and curves and change-ups and curves.
Well, you do have Bender behind the plate.
Well, true.
You know, he's calling the game, Jesse.
He's partial.
Here comes Ryan Lasco from the right side. The pitch. There's a fastball, and it is wide, but it is called strike one by Stone Garber.
That's what Jose Reyes is hoping for.
One on, nobody out, 3-0 Tin Caps. The pitch, this is shot down the first base side. Is it fair? No, it is foul. Long basically got it, tagged the bag, and was ready to go to second. So fortunate there for Lasco that it was foul. There's got to be something here for Lansing. They need a little spark offensively, and I thought maybe that ninth inning rally yesterday may have jump-started it, but they're off to a slower start again tonight. Getting some base runners, but haven't had a big swing yet. And there's a check over to first base, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an extra base hit or something, but they got to get a run home and kind of get things moving.
The results aren't there, but in the second inning, the plate appearances were strong.
0-2 pitch. Lifted out to left center field. Long run for Murphy. The center fielder to his right. He's underneath of it. Makes the catch. Butler gets back to first base. One down.
Even right here. So that's strike one, strike two to Lasko. He sees the curve. He identified it well. He got a pretty good swing. Did not quite barrel. Reyes is getting into trouble right now where he is being unable to truly finish these batters off at two strikes. He couldn't do it to Butler.
Here's Jared Dickey. Pitch home. Left-hander whacks it back towards the sweeps again. That bounces around and a baseball up there for a fan. Seven hits, three runs for Fort Wayne. No runs, two hits for Lansing. The Oat Milkers tonight in the white and black unis. The 0-1 pitch, that's down low, and it skips away from Bender towards the backstop. So trotting up to second goes Johnny Butler. It's a wild pitch, and the struggles continue here. Lansing certainly has, again, they've had opportunities the last couple of nights, now trying to find a way to get those things in.
There are some days when it's apparent that the lineup needs to get into the bullpen because of how effective the starter is. I think right now for the Oat Milkers, you've got a pitcher on the mound in Reyes who's vulnerable.
Yo, one pitch. Swing and a miss. Make that the 1-1 pitch. The stuff in between, though, has been pretty good for Reyes. He's finding ways to get out.
Two double plays certainly help. That's why that wild pitch was also big. Take away that potential for a force at second.
One, two. Bouncing ball foul, first base side. By the way, one more in-state team, D1 level, is finishing up right now. That is Michigan. And Jesse, you'll be happy to know that if Michigan wins, all the D1 teams in the state will have won besides Western. The pitch, that's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Bummer.
Would there be anybody who'd be unhappy to hear that?
It's a damn shame that the Broncos lost to Wisconsin. But we'll see. 7-0, Michigan leads Fresno State. Michigan State won yesterday against FAU. 2-2. That is whacked up in the air, third base side. Central Michigan pummeled Central Connecticut State, 66-10. And Eastern Michigan beat the future MAC team, UMass. They're coming back to the MAC next year. Beat the Minutemen 28-14. I will say, give credit to Western. They played Wisconsin tough yesterday. 2-2. That's outside. Three balls, two strikes.
Finding out about Central Connecticut was how I learned that there is a Western Connecticut State University and an Eastern Connecticut State University.
It was a battle of Central States. Pitch. That's fouled away. The central part of states between Connecticut and Michigan. First ever meeting. They are located in New Britain, which is about 15, 20 minutes west of Hartford. Hard hit, New Britain. 3-2. That is inside ball four. Good at bat right there by Jared Dickey. Nine pitches later, and he finds a way to get on base with a walk. And that is the fourth walk issue. Plus, you have the HPP, so the struggles continue for Reyes, yet when runners have gotten aboard, he has got out of the jams, and still, Fort Wayne leads 3-0.
He'll be looking for the grounder here from Nate Nankill.
Two on, one out. The pitch. Nankill does ground it to the left of second. It's Cedeno steps on the bag, throws to first. Incredible. Three innings, three double plays, right on cue. Boy, timing is everything, they say. And right now, Reyes is living well. We'll head to the fourth inning, 3-0, Fort Wayne.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
To the fourth inning we move, still 3-0. Fort Wayne is leading. Bottom of the third, bottom third of the card. Ethan Long, Colton Bender, Wyatt Hoffman against Luis Morales. Righty-righty the pitch. Morales shoots it in, strike one. Well, I got some bad news, Jesse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pertaining to our intern. The pitch, that's down low. He said, 100 for Luis Morales tonight. That last fastball was hit 94, and we're into the third inning. Pitch. That slides in a little bit tight. He's 50-plus pitches deep. I don't know if it's going to happen. 2-1. There's the fastball right down the chute. 96. Morales standing tall on the hill with those black socks pulled up. Diagonally standing. Deep breath. See the shoulder movement, turns and throws. Swing and a miss. He got him to climb the ladder at 96 and gets his third strikeout. Well, things are looking much better right now for Morales. He has now set down five straight tin caps.
He has been the top pitching prospect for this ball club the entire year. Join the team a little late and then spending the rest of the season with them.
Pitch home. It's in there. Strike one. Colton Bender at the plate here.
I beg your pardon, Adam. This has been an important growing season for him.
The 0-1 pitch. Down low. One ball, one strike. 3-0, tin caps here in the top of the fourth. One out, nobody on. Yeah, and he's struggled these last few outings. I mean, yes. He was really rolling. 1-1 pitch. That's down low. You take a peek at the last few outings for Morales. Well, let's go back actually before that. His seven outings before these last four, he had given up one run or less. Pitch home. That's a nice slider in there. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. So in those seven outings, four, he hadn't given up any runs. The other three, just one run. Pitch home. Up and in, and that bends back Bender.
Hey.
Bends back Bender. Three balls, two strikes. But here's the last few outings. Four runs given up in all of them coming into tonight for Morales. Pitch home. That slides outside. That's ball four, and Bender walks. The walks have been up in the last few. Ten walks, rather. He hasn't walked anybody tonight. 12 runs allowed on 16 hits. Now, the strikeouts have still been there. 16 strikeouts over the last three. But then you come back into tonight, and again, it's three more runs and seven hits. Pitch home. Fastball is in there. Strike one to Wyatt Hoffman. So, you know, maybe it is just he's pitched a lot of innings this year. He's worn down at the end of the season, but certainly has been uncharacteristic to see these last few appearances. Pitch home. Good-looking slider away. Swing and a miss by Hoffman. 0-2 quickly on the right-handed nine hitter. 3-0 Fort Wayne, top four.
He still has that slider in his back pocket whenever he needs it.
The pitch. That's the fastball too high, 1-2.
But he's been working on defining his breaking pitches over the course of this year.
Morales set from the stretch, throws. On the ground, foul, third base side. Now the pitches have all been there at times this year. And again, during that stretch, in those seven outings, he was untouchable. I mean, it was almost, it's when you see one of your favorite pitchers go out there and they're just dominating every time, it becomes must watch. It's fun. It's impressive. 1-2, swing and a miss. There's that slider again. Ran it away from Hoffman. He couldn't lay off of it. Second strikeout for Hoffman. Fourth strikeout for Morales. Two down.
The one before that was a little bit of a cement mixer, just hanging out in front of the plate. That was much better. You know what he hasn't done is he hasn't thrown a really good changeup that he's set up well. Not since the very first inning, I feel like.
Here's the lefty, Kai Murphy. First pitch. It's in there. A little bit low. Fastball, slider, sweeper, and that changeup from Morales, just 21 years old. 6'3", 190-pounder from Cuba. One out, two out, 3-0 Tin Caps. Pitch, swing, and a miss. In at the bottom of the zone at 95. That twisted up Kai Murphy. Spotlight hitter tonight. Murphy already 1-for-2 with a base hit after he had four hits last night. Great job setting the table. Murphy brings the bat back, white batting gloves on. He's got the ankle guard and the elbow guard. The pitch, that's down low, 2-1. But again, it's really, Morales looks like he's found a little bit of a groove here, but the offense, the oat milker offense, will they be able to squeeze out some runs? 2-1 pitch. That is inside, three balls and a strike.
He's tried a couple of changeups here and he's yanked them. Gotta milk that oat.
You got any more milk puns or oat puns? Pitch, and that is inside, down low, ball four. So two walks. He's gone strikeout, walk, which means Tyler Robertson, you're toast. He's coming to the plate here.
Don't have a cow, man.
Nice.
See, because it's from oat.
Would you say that in this half inning, Morales has been spotty?
I would.
Don Chulze is heading out onto the mound right now to talk to the oat milkers in those black and white uniforms. They are really nice. It looked like baseball tees, the black sleeves. And then you've got the white jersey in front and back, and baseball player written in black lettering on the back. There's the big M for Malmo in black and pink on the left sleeve. We have what? Oat Life on the right sleeve.
Oatly.
Just like Oatly, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I like the little subtle tinges of pink. You got to see the Lansing Lugnuts take on the Oat Milkers out in Beloit.
Yes, I did. We got to see the Oat Milker uniforms actually twice in that series because the first one got rained out, so they did it the next day. Pitch home. That's down low. One ball, no strikes. It kind of looks like Lansing is playing in Omaha with those hats, OM on the hat for Oat Milkers. Two on, two out. The pitch. That's outside. So Morales has now fired five straight balls, and six of his last seven have been out of the zone. You can understand Robertson, he is red hot right now. 2-for-2 again tonight after four hits last night. 2-0. Smack back up in the air, and that one is out of play. And caught somewhere down there in the lower bowl.
Morales got away with one there. That is a fastball right down the middle.
96. Yes, indeed. The pitch. That's inside. So, again, outside of the fastball down the middle. Right now, if you're Robertson, you're sitting potentially fastball here. Love to get another one of those and make Lansing pay. Gets one in there. Check swing called strike two. So three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at first and second here in the fourth. Fort Wayne looking to tack onto their 3-0 advantage. Righty, righty matchup, the pitch. Fastball, and that is low. 98, he just missed it, ball four. So we're now seeing the same thing that we've seen from Jose Reyes, where he walks three batters, technically, a couple of walks in an HBP. We've seen it now from Morales with three walks here in this fourth inning. Bender, Murphy, and Robertson. And now here comes Ethan Salas with a big opportunity to open this game up. Pitch home. That's down low. One ball, no strikes. So it's just not been sharp from Luis again for a fourth straight outing.
Well, it's getting less and less sharp as well.
1-0 pitch. Down low. Two balls, no strikes. You just do not see this from Morales. We've seen at times where the command has gone away from him, and he's gotten behind batters, but he's usually to make a ability to make up and get back in counts has been remarkable. 2-0 pitch. There's a bouncing ball, foul first base side. He did that one, and he went low and inside at 97.
This is where he has to dig down deep, because this is the very end of his stint. Can he make one, two more pitches? Can he execute to get himself out of this top of the fourth inning?
2-1. Pop back from Salas. And we're even. Two balls, two strikes. So, yes, an opportunity here. There is an arm warming in the pen for the Nuts right now. But Morales hoping to get through the fourth. Give the Nuts a chance here. Keep them within range. It's Dylan Hall that's warming out there, the right-hander. Bases loaded, two outs, the pitch. And that's shot to the right side on one half. Bautista calls off. Morales tags the bag. And Morales able to get through this half inning unscathed. He walks three, strikes out two, gets the ground ball to Salas. Let's head to the bottom of the fourth. Trivia time coming up. 3-0, Fort Wayne.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom of the fourth inning, the Oat Milkers as the Nuts tonight, trailing 3-0 to Fort Wayne. First pitch, and that is a little bit outside. Ball one to Luke Mann, the lefty. Joshua Carota Grauer, and TJ Schofield Sam to follow. 5-6 and 7 due up against Jose Reyes. Pitch home. This is lifted out to center field. Hit well. Murphy is going back to his left. Has room. Reaches up. Makes a catch. And there is the first down. All right, Jesse, are you ready for some trivia here in this fourth inning?
Why? Is it trivia o'clock?
Oh, it's always trivia o'clock in the fourth. Here's Joshua Carota Grauer. Ready, ready matchup here with Jose Reyes, 3-0 Tin Caps. Pitch home. That is in there, strike one. So, Lansing is playing as the Oat Milkers, the sponsor from Sweden. The 0-1 pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike. As you mentioned, every team will play as the Oat Milkers once this season. That's a lot of games. 1-1 pitch. That's fouled back. One ball, two strikes. So the question is, how many wins do the Oat Milkers have this year? Because I've got the number.
All right.
So teams that have already worn the Oat Milkers uniforms, how many wins have they picked up? Pitch. It's a bouncy ball, weakly hit toward short to his left. Hoffman has it right behind second. Whips it low in time to Long at first base. Nice play. He had to range over to his left and throw it quick because Carota Grauer can move. Hit it in time. Let me make this a little bit easier.
Okay. I think that that's a very straightforward question and fair.
So the only thing I'm going to say is how many times it's been played in this year. The pitch. There's a bouncing ball. That's a foul from TJ Schofield Sam. And that is 106 times the Oat Milker unis have been worn this year. How many times have the Oat Milkers won? That's your question. 0-1 is off the end of the bat, over towards short, charging Hoffman on the grass, throws on the run, it's in time. It's a quick half inning. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugNuts.com, the email. We'll answer it, of course, in the bottom of the seventh. It's all Tin Caps leading the Oat Milkers 3-0. Jesse back with the play-by-play in the fifth.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Man on the map for Lansing, the Malmo Oat Milkers today. And it's Dylan Hall who takes over for Luis Morales. Morales goes four innings. He allows seven hits and three runs, two in the first and one in the second. Morales walks three and strikes out four. So 3-0 Tin Caps. Dylan Hall to Devin Ortiz. Fouled away, off to the right. Strike one. They welcome into the ballgame the man out of Stafford, Virginia. Hall at 6 feet, 5 inches tall, 220 pounds. And the pitch. Outside corner, strike call. The Hall breaker. 34th appearance of the year for Hall. You know, Adam, it was going so well when he had made 33 appearances and wears number 33. The ERA 7-2-8, 50 and two-thirds innings, 28 walks, 47 strikeouts. Hall to the plate, up and in. Tie, bow tie. You know, usually a fastball high and tight means the breaking stuff down and away. Righty, righty. Here it comes. There's the slider down and away. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devin Ortiz, the number 4 hitter in the order. Vote on deck, Cedeno in the hole. A break even. Slider, lifted, foul. Sky to the left side, dropping back, out of the seats. Adam, earlier today I started to put together notable nuggets from this 2024 season. And I wonder if I could go over them with you.
Yeah, man, go for it.
Yeah, let's do this. Howell to the plate. That's punched in the air off the right side. First baseman Batista Jr. is out of room. Out of the first row of seats. The first is, and I'm going to tie this in with it today, in Lansing Lugnuts franchise history. It was August the 31st, and it was 2016 that the Lugnuts welcomed their 8 millionth fan. Hall throws. Ortiz swings and grounds it up the middle. Base hit center field beyond Schofield Sam. Vasco picks it up, plays it in. Lead-off single for Ortiz. Well, this year, the Lansing Lugnuts and Jackson Field, originally Olds Park, and then later Cooley Law School Stadium. Jackson Field welcoming the 10 millionth fan in the history of this franchise this season. Nick Bone takes a ball low. Also this year, Lansing surpassing 250,000 in total attendance. 3-0 Fort Wayne. Ortiz at first, nobody out in the fifth. The pitch, and that two is low. Fastball, 2 balls and 0 strikes on Vogt. It was 0-2. If you want a single night to focus on, attendance-wise, not all time, over 10 million. Not this year. Over 250,000. A 2-0. Ortiz runs. Pitch called a strike. Throw down. The tag is there waiting. Schofield Sam tags the leg of Ortiz. Kokan catches another. Adam, what do they say?
No running on the con, man.
No, sir. One out in the fifth inning. 2 balls, 1 strike, a Nick Vogt. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Slider.
Can't steal bases on the man that steals souls.
Because of that, steals our hearts. Ortiz caught trying to steal for the 7th time in 15 attempts. Back on July the 3rd, 9,917 fans attended. Lansing took on these Tin Caps. The pitch. Boat grounds it on the left side. It's man at third who picks it off, fires to first, 2 outs. Looking back on that crowd on the 3rd of July, 9,917 fans. Lugnuts beat these Tin Caps 2-1. That remains to this day the largest single game crowd in all of High A this year. That is the largest crowd, the largest single game crowd more than 100 other minor league baseball teams. Now William Cedeno takes a called strike. It is a larger crowd than all but one single A team, Fresno, and all but one double A team, Frisco. 2 outs, base is clear. Cedeno takes a ball outside. 3-0 Caps lead in the top of the fifth. 1 ball, 1 strike. That's just a start of these nuggets from 2024. The pitch from Hall. Cedeno lifts it foul. Left side, out of play. Strike two. Should I continue? Nerwilli and Cedeno is 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a line out to center. Switch hitter batting left. Hall looks for a scoreless initial inning. Dealing. Low.
You got time. I'd say go for it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's attendances. What's something that jumped out to you this year from the major leagues?
I got to go with Lawrence Butler. Back to multiple 3 home run games.
Fastball high, ball 3. 2 3-homer games for Butler. joins Geronimo Barrow as the only players in A's franchise history to do it. And he joined Ralph Kiner and Mookie Betts as the only players in Major League history to do it before turning 25 years of age. Sensational. Here's the payoff. Cedeno grounds it foul right side.
Mason,
3-2.
Mason Miller essentially untouchable as the closer and all-star for the A's.
Let's take this a step beyond that. Mason Miller threw the fastest pitch in All-Star Game history. Hall's payoff. Down low, ball four. Bounces away from Cole Kahn. Has to go over to retrieve, but Cedeno's in no rush. Two-out walk for Hall. And now Ethan Long. 3-0, Tin Caps leading in the fifth. All right, so we've got Law Butler, historic. We've got Mason Miller, historic. How about Danny Jansen making some history? First player in Major League Baseball history, maybe pro baseball history, to play for two teams in the same game. Ethan Long swings, flies to center. Ryan Lasko tracks it back. He nears the wall. Lasko makes the catch on the track. Side retired. Some more nuggets for you coming up in the bottom half of this inning, and we'll talk about them surrounding this current team. The Oat Milkers are trailing Fort Wayne 3-0, halfway to the house from Jackson Field.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Oat Milkers trivia between innings here. To the bottom of the pit, Oat Milkers are down 3-0 to Fort Wayne. Let's go Oats, right? Danny Bautista Jr. leads off. Eric Yost deals in a called strike. Yost, the right-hander out of White Plains, New York, drafted last year from Northeastern. Righty-righty, fires. Fouled back at the screen, strike two. Bautista, Kahn, Butler, 8-9-1. He's Adam Jaxa. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Two runs in the first, one in the second for Fort Wayne and coasting. The pitch. A tapper right back to Yost. Runs toward first, underhands to Long. That's the long and short of it. There's at number one. You know, because that was a short toss.
Yeah, I get that.
That's
good.
Here's Cole Kahn. Adam, so Lansing playing as the Malmo Oat Milkers tonight. Do you know where Malmo is?
I know it's in Sweden, but I don't know the exact location in Sweden.
It is the third largest city in Sweden. There's the pitch. Cole Kahn takes ball one. Little high, little outside. Can you name either of the two larger cities in Sweden?
I should be able to.
Stockholm. The 1-0 grabs the outside corner. Showed but pulled back. Got the... Whoa! Everything okay out there? Nope. Okay. Jack okay. John's okay. This pitch misses. One ball and one strike. Make it ball two on Cole Kahn. Well, Adam, so it goes. So it goes. Here's the pitch to Cole. And that misses inside. Three balls and a strike. The Oat Milkers catcher batting ninth in the order. He's 0-for-1 with a flat right. We have lost our crowd microphone. You can trust us. We are on the scene. Yost throws. And a line drive out to left center field, down for a base hit. One bounce to Robertson, who gathers, gets it in, and Kahn is on with a one-out single. No, the apple of Adam's eye. The man is going to go on a rescue mission to see if he can salvage the circumstances. Kahn on at first base with the Oat Milkers third hit of the ball game. And the pitch fouled straight back by Johnny Butler. Strike one. The ladder is heading out of the window. Butler is struck out and he has walked today. A left-handed hitter out of Illinois. Shanahan, Illinois. Yost throws. Down low. Knocked down well by Colton Bender. And that keeps Cole Kahn, Cole short for Colton, at first base. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for Fort Wayne. No runs, three hits, no errors for the Oats. Every team in minor league baseball won a home game playing as the Malmo Oat Milkers. I can go through recent past for you. 1-1 stays high. This week, on Tuesday, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers played as the Oat Milkers. On Wednesday, it was the Lake County Captains. On Thursday, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, and last night, the Harrisburg Senators. And tomorrow, two minor league teams are scheduled. Today, Lansing. 2-1 pitch, fouled straight back. The count is even. Two balls and two strikes. Tomorrow, the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Hartford Yard Goats. 3-0 Fort Wayne. A chance for rally here, though, for the hometown squad. One-out single by Kahn, held on at first by Long. 2-2 pitch, Butler takes. Strike three called across the outside corner. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Second time today that Butler has struck out. First strikeout for Yost. Hey, look, we're back at the ballpark. Thanks for rejoining me. Here's Ryan Lasko. And Lasko takes a called strike one at the knees. Thanks, Adam. Jose Reyes, the starter, went four scoreless. Yost offers. Kahn takes off, swing and a miss, throw into second base. Tagged by Cedeno in time. Inning over. Perfect throw, Colton Bender. And Nerwillian Cedeno is there waiting on Kahn. Cole Kahn caught trying to steal for the first time in five high eight attempts. Scoreless frame for Eric Yost facing the minimum. Five innings complete. Fort Wayne is up 3-0.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you.
Dylan Hall is heading back to work. Let's go to the sixth. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps are coming up, leading 3-0. 8-9-1. Bender Hoffman Murphy. Righty Dylan Hall winds and throws. A down low, ball one. To Colton Bender. Just ended the fifth inning by throwing out Colt Kahn trying to steal. The catcher is 1-for-1, a single, a walk, a run scored. The pitch, a chopper, foul down the left side. Luke Mann was chasing it the whole way. Sixth inning slang is coming up. Knowledgeable Nate Miller's on the case. I mentioned, too, that I was going back through this 2024 season looking at the highlights for the Lugnuts. There's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Change up. Strike two. I've got some more for you. First, though, the 1-2 pitch. Fastball taken high. Like, for example, on June 13th, when the Lugnuts no-hit the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Fourth no-hitter in franchise history. Second here at home. Slider waved at and missed. Hall fans Bender with the bender. One away in the sixth inning. June 13th, Jake Garland, Grant Judkins, Colton Johnson. The no-hitter of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, 8-0. Hall throws to Wyatt Hoffman. Fastball for a called strike on the outer third. 3-0 Fort Wayne in the sixth. First no-hitter here in Lansing, Michigan since April 21st, 2003. The pitch, slider, strike two called. 21 years ago. Hoffman is 0 for 2, two strikeouts, 0-2. Did not chase the slider low and away. The appeal didn't go. All right, Nate has chosen our sixth inning slang. Yeah, we're doing this one. First though, the 1-2. Fought off, foul, stays alive on a fastball on the hands. One ball and two strikes on Hoffman. Hall just struck out Bender. Kai Murphy, the leadoff man, waits on deck. The pitch, slider, pulled foul left side. We stay one ball and two strikes. 3-0 Fort Wayne. Sun setting beautifully in the distance. So the sky above us is a deepening blue. Hall delivers down low. And over 2 hour left, that sky is oranges and yellows and maybe a little bit of purple. Got that autumn leaf pumpkin color out there in the horizon. Hall's pitch. Ground ball again pulled foul up the left side. Third base coach tried a kick save and whiffed. I think that's Ginaldo Poso. Two balls, two strikes. Hoffman is hanging tough. Pitch on its way. It pops it up on the left side. Heading foul. Look man over toward the Fort Wayne dugout. Out of room. Bouncing on the dugout. And then continuing onward. Nate chose this sixth inning slang today. Are you ready, Adam?
I'm ready.
Next up, Peoria. When somebody says in baseball, next up, Peoria, what do they mean? The pitch up and in. And Hoffman has worked the count full. Next up, Peoria. Payoff. Hoffman goes down swinging. Boy, after all of that, Wyatt Hoffman hanging tough. The 10th pitch of the plate appearance does him in. Three times today, he has whiffed. And that's back-to-back strikeouts for Hall. Two away, sixth inning, 3-0 Fort Wayne. Top of the order, and Kai Murphy at top of the order to you. Murphy batting left, righty throws. Skies it out to center. Lasko comes in, Rota Grauer out, Ryan Lasko under, makes the catch, perfect frame, Dylan Hall to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Oat Milkers down to Fort Wayne 3-0.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, the High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ryan Lasko collected the final out of the top of the sixth. Lasko leads off the home half. Lasko against Yost. The right-hander Eric Yost for Fort Wayne, beating the Oat Milkers 3-0. Yost takes on Lasko, Dickey, and Nankill. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. There's Lasko. Come on, Adam. That your name is J-A-K-S-A. His name is L-A-S-K-O. I feel like he could go by Laxo or you could go by Jaska. Righty, righty. Down and away, ball one. I bet that fewer people have called him Ryan Laxo than have called you Adam Jaxa.
About to say, joke's on you. I do go by Adam Jaxa more than I would like.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Up and away, ball two. That SK. When I was growing up in Maryland, SK was the name of the Orioles hot dogs. SK Orioles Franks. Yost throws. Up and in, ball three. Lasko is 1-for-2 with a first inning single, but then he was erased on a double play, and that has been a theme, shall we say. The pitch, right in there for a called strike, taking all the way on 3-0. On the first inning, a Lasko single, double play ball, Jared Dickey ends the inning. And the second inning, a single by Nankill, double play ball. As Lasko fouls it back, strike two. In the third inning, a couple of walks, double play ball, Nate Nankill, and so much for that. Double plays in each of the first three innings. The pitch. Strike three called at the letters on the outside corner. What a slider from Yost. One away. The Oat Milkers went down 1-2-3 in the fourth. In the fifth inning, though, a single by Cole Kahn with one out, and then he was caught stealing. So that's four Oat Milkers runners out on the bases in the first five innings. We're in the sixth, they're down 3-0. Jared Dickey takes ball one up and away. One out, base is clear. Fort Wayne is up by three. The pitch, Dickey takes a called strike. Let's get to our sixth inning slang. Next up, Peoria. Are you ready, Adam, or would you like to hazard a guess? The pitch, swing and a foul tip, strike two.
I was just going to guess, meaning you're going back to the minors. Yes. Your baseball career is not doing well or ending.
Yes. Peoria is baseball's equivalent of Siberia. So if you're in the major leagues and there's a player who's in a slump or is committing errors, hey, next up, Peoria. Dickey goes down swinging. Slider does him in. Back-to-back strikeouts for Yost. Two outs. Here's Nate Nankill. And that is your sixth inning slang. Oh, by the way, Peoria is in Beloit tonight. The Chiefs are leading the Skycar 5-0. They're in the top of the fourth. Nate, thank you for choosing out our sixth inning slang. The really interesting one on the out-of-town Midwest League scoreboard is the West Michigan-Dayton game. Nankill takes a ball high. 3-0 Oat Milkers trail. Yost looks for a perfect bottom of the sixth. Two outs, nobody on. Here's the 1-0. Dankill looks at a called strike. Dayton led West Michigan by only 3.5 games coming into play today, and West Michigan's beaten Dayton in 2 in a row. But tonight, the Dragons are leading 4-2 in the fifth. Dankill elevates it foul, out of play. Strike two. You know, if West Michigan comes back and wins that game, it's a 2.5 game lead for the final playoff berth in the East. One more game to go, Dayton and West Michigan. Here's the pitch. Dankill strikes at, swinging the slider. What a frame for Yost. Sixth inning has come, it is gone, and we're going to the seventh. West Michigan and Lansing coming up next week could have playoff possibilities for the Whitecaps. They need to keep on playing good ball. Well, Fort Wayne's playing good ball, bringing a 3-0 lead to the seventh. Adam Jackson returns with a call after this.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Six innings down. We've got three left to go here. It is all Tin Caps, but still just a slim lead. It's 3-0. Much like it was last night, they got their runs early and that was enough. Here's Tyler Robertson to face Dylan Hall. His third inning of work. First pitch home. Inside, ball one. Another great night tonight for Robertson. Two hits, both singles, a stolen base, a run scored, and a walk. Ready, ready to pitch home. Checked it. Did he offer? No, says Isabella Robb. Fort Wayne got their two runs in the first, one in the second, after they got two runs in the first, four in the second yesterday. And they added more in the eighth and the ninth. The pitch is a bouncer off the plate. High hops to the left of the mound. Grabbed by Hall. Fires it over to first. It's in time. One down. All right, that's going to bring up Ethan Salas. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for Fort Wayne. No runs, three hits, no errors for Lansing. Pitch home. And the lefty takes that in there, strike one. Salas, an RBI single, and then a ground ball in the second. One more in the fourth. Pitch home. That's outside. Ball one strike. It's really just been Fort Wayne. They have pitched it really well here. For a second straight night. 1-1. It's down low. More specifically, they pitched it well when Lansing has had opportunities to score, and they have not been able to convert. 2-1. It's a shot out to left field. Hit well. Dickey going to his left, and he makes a catch. Two outs. It is fan appreciation night, and the fans have just not had a ton to cheer about. Been some strikeouts, some good defensive plays, but that's been it. Here's Devin Ortiz. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Dylan Hall straddles the rubber. He's ready to go. Rocking the mustache. Turns, kicks, throws. Puts it in there at the bottom of the zone. Strike one.
That's a great crowd on this Saturday night.
Absolutely stunning. another big one. Great to see. Been coming out all year long. That's what makes Lugnuts baseball great. The fans, the atmosphere. The 0-1. Lifted out to right center field. Lasko is sprinting to his left, but it gets down just in front of him. Good placement right there by Ortiz. He's got a three-hit night.
Ryan Lasko saying, I'm aware of you. How about that snap throw into first base?
Well, Lasko has he's been able to make some catches, throw some four-lane tin caps out, so you can understand it. Ortiz, though, he has been a tough out the last couple of nights. Seven total hits. Pitch home. That's at the bottom of the zone, strike one. There have not been many half innings where Fort Wayne doesn't have a base runner the last couple of nights. Maybe a couple tonight. 0-1. Swing and a miss. The ball's two strikes on Nick Vogt. He is 0-3. Fielder's choice, fly out, ground out. 3-0, Fort Wayne leads. Everything is a variable of three up there on the board. Three runs, nine hits, three hits. We are in seventh. That doesn't work. The pitch, it's outside. Great stop by Cole Kahn. It's about to be 8:49. Now it is 8:49 up there on the board.
Okay.
Nick Vogt breaks 10, so that doesn't help. He's got nine steals, though. The pitch, swing, and a miss. And there is a third strike. So, variable of threes continue. We will head to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch it out with us from Jackson Field, 3-0. We're all stretched out here as we bring you back for the bottom of the seventh inning. 3-0, Fort Wayne leads. Here's Luke Mann. Pitch home. That's at the bottom of the zone. Strike one. Joshua Kuroda, Grauer, TJ Schofield, Sam to come up as well as Eric Yost. Yost! Throws home. Line drive out to left center field. This is running towards the wall, and it's down and bangs off the wall. Mann is around first. He's into second. A Superman-like swing from Luke Mann. The first extra base hit of the night for the Nuts.
At times this year, I think that Luke has been trying to do too much. He didn't try to do too much right there. He met it, he went right with it, and he showed off his strength.
Looked good. Yeah, he hasn't struck out tonight. Last night, the strikeouts, and really this year, it's been the strikeouts that he's continuing to work on, but that was a fluid-looking swing right there. Here's Kuroda Grauer. Righty-righty matchup, 3-0, Fort Wayne, bottom seven. The pitch home. Here's a bouncing ball over towards second. Cedeno has it. Wings it over to first. Man goes to third. One down.
Kuroda Grauer is going to kick himself for not hitting safely. But now, they need to get the runner in from third base with fewer than two outs. So this is on Schofield Sam.
It feels like Fort Wayne is dominating because Lansing hasn't been able to do anything offensively. But yeah, if they get that run you're talking about, I mean, it's a two-run game with a couple innings left to go. Schofield Sam waves the pitch. It's down low. One ball, no strike. A walk from Schofield Sam and a ground out from Schofield Sam. Can he deliver? Pitch home. Lifted out to right center field. That thing is dropping, and it's down for a base hit. Schofield Sam trying to stretch it to two. The throw is in. One hop. It's in time. The tag applied by Hoffman. Schofield Sam is out, but Mann comes in. It's 3-1.
So you want to go good news, bad news. Schofield Sam delivers. The Oat Milkers are on the scoreboard. The bad news is it's another out for the hometown squad on the bases.
He tested his luck. Lansing finally, and you can hear the crowd get excited. The pitch, it's at the bottom of the zone. Strike one to Danny Bautista Jr. But thrown out there by Nick Vogt. Pitch home. Sweeps down low. One ball, one strike. So a 9-6 put out. 3-1 though, Lansing does make this a two-run game. Pitch, that's up and in. Two balls and a strike. By the way, the trivia question was, how many times have the Oat Milkers won? So minor league players are minor league teams that have wore the jerseys this year. 2-1, slides in there, 2-2. We get answers?
We have answers. Craig Johnson guessed 57. Steven Vialta guessed 57.
The pitch is a bouncing ball off the plate. Weakly hit towards third. Charging Ortiz throws on the run, and he throws it wide into the camera well. Out of play. Bautista Jr. heads to second. It's an infield single and then an error on Ortiz. So two bases. And now how much does it stand that Schofield Sam was out at second base?
Well, we were talking about this offense, right, looking for a spotlight hitter in the pregame show. Adam, it seemed to me entering this game that the juice had to come from the bottom part of the order. And here is the bottom part of the order providing some energy.
Here's Cole Count now. Pitch home. Sweeps down low. Ball one. Yeah, and man, Khan can continue to do it here. Get this to a one-run game, perhaps. The answer was indeed 57. They've got a whole official Malmo Oat Milkers record page that you can look up. Pitch home. It's at the top of the zone. Strike one. So, yes, the Oat Milkers record this year. One game for every minor league team wearing them at home, 57-49. So Lansing hoping to not be the 50th loss. Got to come back to do it. The pitch, that is down low. Two balls and a strike on Cole Kahn. Now we're going to get a visit to talk with Eric Yost, but this is a turning point potentially for Lansing. They get on the board. They do run into an out. There are two outs in the frame, but it's been the two-out rallies for Fort Wayne. They did it yesterday. Can Lansing potentially do it here? These fans can hear it on that Schofield Sam RBI single. They are ready to explode. It's a huge crowd here tonight. It's a great evening for baseball. Coming up on 2 hours deep. 74 degrees, clear skies, little breeze. Beautiful out here tonight to wrap up the final evening home game. The pitch, it's down low, 3-1.
The left fielder, Robertson, is playing right down the line. The right fielder, Vogt, is playing straight away. And the center fielder, Murphy's playing straight away. The alleys are wide open.
How about an inside the park home run to Triples Alley, Jessica? Haven't had one of those yet. Pitch home. Swing and a foul tapper there. 3-2. Righty-lefty matchup here with a switch hitting Cole Kahn up there. And a full count with Bautista Jr. at second. The pitch. Breaking ball is tapped down the third base side. Spins into fair territory. Throw to first in time from Bender, who hit the deck on the throw. That ball was cued fair and then bounced up and changed direction right before Bender got it. But he still made a fantastic play to get Cole Kahn. So Lansing strands a runner after the great play from Bender on the bending ball. We head to the eighth, 3-1, Fort Wayne.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Here for the top of the eighth, the first pitch is popped out to left field, and Nerwillian Cedeno makes the catch. Jared Dickey makes the catch on Nerwillian Cedeno for the first out on the first pitch from Dylan Hall. So with one out on one pitch, here comes Ethan Long. 3-1 now our score in the top of the eighth. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike one. Hall has pitched well here. He's put up 3 straight zeros since he took over in the fifth. Pitch, swing and a miss. Got him fishing right there. That breaking ball in the dirt. No balls, 2 strikes. Next pitch, a little bit wide. Ball one.
It's funny, Long being the batter. Because this has been long relief from Hall.
And it's been short half innings. Pitch home. Breaking ball is lifted out to shallow left center field. Here comes Lasko. Can't quite get there. And there's one out with one out. All right, Jesse, I didn't know how long the half inning was going to be because it was the first pitch. So we're going to go ahead after the first pitch out. But I wanted to shout out the Lansing Lugnuts Booster Club. They take care of all of the players and just really everybody in general. And here comes Don Schulze. Thank you, Don. Going to come out and talk with Dylan Hall. So the Booster Club gives birthday cakes to the guys in season on their birthdays. And then for those that have birthdays in the off season, well, they bring them cakes on a random day in the season. And it's not, well, I didn't think August 31st was cake day. You know, we have pie day on March 14th. But my birthday's in November, so you brought me up a cake from Bacon Cakes.
That's right.
And it is delectable. It is green and white. Adam is written on it. and there's some green balloons. Bacon cakes is tremendous. So what do you say? You want to dig in here?
I think now is the time.
Would you do the honors and cut the cake?
I would love to.
We've got it here. It's just it's like a little personal cake, but you know I'm sharing
those
with Jesse.
You hand me one of these plates.
And this is great. Oh, hold on. Don't cut yet. 1 second. Terry's here. So we're going to show Terry this great-looking cake that we've got here. 1 second. Here's the pitch. And that is whistled off foul. Strike one.
That's multitasking.
I mean, look at this thing. It's amazing.
Hey, happy off-season birthday.
Yeah. So we're gonna get in there, and we're going to dig in. So, Jesse, please now do the honors.
All right.
Here comes the pitch. It's down low. Get in there. Cut a couple slices. That's like a little personal cake. And here's the thing. Jesse and I both love white-on-white cake, so I'm imagining it's white-on-white cake because they do their homework.
Yes, they do.
1-1 pitch. Check swing. One ball, two strikes. What we're saying here is we're going to have our cake and eat it too. Now, we don't have any sort of spatula, so Jesse is using a plastic fork and knife.
I'm making it work.
He's doing a great job here. Should I be doing play-by-play? Pitch. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes. He's cut two slices. We're going to move the plate over, and he has placed one slice on there. That's beautiful.
This is for you.
Oh, that's for me.
You get the first slice.
All right. Well, Jesse's got the second one. 3-1 our score here in the top of the eighth, but we have cake up here in the booth, so we are a little distracted. Pitch home. And that's lifted up out of play. Hey, production staff, you guys want some cake? They're not paying attention. Looks like they don't. You guys want some cake? Yeah, I'm getting a thumbs up after. Oh, that you guys are busy? Are you guys working? Couldn't be us. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And that is it for Colton Bender. Look at the strikeouts here. That is number 4 for Dylan Hall. And here comes Wyatt Hoffman. So here we go. Let's dig in. Jesse, did you get a bite yet? Nate's going.
Yeah, I'm good.
Taking a bite. Oh, yeah. White on white cake, the best. Ready, ready matchup here. Pitch home. That is down low, and it gets away from Cole Kahn. So up to second base goes Ethan Long. It's a pass ball. It was right there. Kahn just couldn't handle it.
That is the first pass ball all year on Cole Kahn.
Look at that. Jesse's taking a bite of cake and still spitting out facts and stats.
Lugnuts still lead all of minor league baseball in pass balls. Fewest in all of MILB. It's great cake.
1-0 pitch. That's lifted up and out of play. Bacon cakes is the best over there in East Lansing.
See what I did here? Your name is still intact, and the green balloons are still intact.
Whoa, look at that. There's also some frosting that's at the edge. I'm a big frosting guy.
Dive right in.
That sugar. Yummy. 1-1 pitch. This is mine foul.
By the way, I'm going to tell a story right here. There's a player on the Lugnuts who, Adam Jackson, went out of his way to go to the store and get him a cake on his birthday. Ryan Wilbas earlier this year on the road.
Well, that was a tandem effort from you and I. We stopped at Meyer and got one. That was down in Dayton. 1-2 pitch. That's lifted. First base side, foul territory. Room for Danny Bautista Jr. He's under it, makes the catch. And that will do it. So thanks so much to the Lansing Lugnuts Booster Club for providing us cake. We will continue to eat it. Batter up for the Nuts in the bottom of the eighth when we return 3-1 Fort Wayne.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Cake has been eaten, and we will continue on to the bottom of the eighth. Lansing trailing Fort Wayne 3-1. The Oat Milkers tonight. Think there's any milk in the batter here, Jesse? I don't think so, right? Flour? Maybe? I'm going to have to go to a second piece later on.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
First pitch. That's in there, strike one. Top of the order, Johnny Butler is up there with Ryan Lasko and Jared Dickey coming up next. It is still Eric Yost. The pitch, that's down low. One ball, one strike. Just gave up his first run, and the Nuts' first run in the seventh. Top of the order for Lansing here to try and do it again. Swing and a miss. 1-2. So the lesson here, get yourself Lansing Lug Nuts Booster Club. Here's a line drive out to right. This is right at Nick Pope, and he makes the catch. One down. 28 years here in Lansing, though, the Booster Club has been taking care of these players, and they're coming to the games, always supporting. They even have made friends with other Booster Club members. Best friends with Deaton's Club down there. Okay, here's Ryan Lasko. First pitch, shot back, foul, strike one. Jesse, what was your review out of 10 on the white-on-white cake from Bacon Cakes? The butter makes it better. Pitch, that's down low. One ball, one strike.
See, why has it got to be out of 10? This is where Siskel and Ebert had it right. It's a thumbs up from me.
Well, what about a movie review? It should be two thumbs up, right? 1-2. There's a bouncing ball over towards the left side of the infield. Hoffman slides forward. He can't get it. It was scooting pretty fast from Lasko. A little worm burner to get through. It's the second hit tonight for Lasko. I was going to say, do you want to go out of 100? No, you just want to do thumbs up. That's
I'm
fine.
I'm saying I loved it. Yeah, it was great. Do you want to score it?
I'm going to go 9-4.
Oh, nice.
I don't really know what to go off of. I just really, really like it.
Yeah, see, thumbs up.
Two thumbs up for me. A pitch. And Jared Dickey takes it outside. Ball one. 3-1. Fort Wayne leads. Bottom eight. 3003 East Kalamazoo Street in Lansing. And you can call Bacon Cakes at 337-CAKE. How about that? Pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Where's my sponsorship deal, Bacon Cakes? One, one. That's way outside. Two balls and a strike. So Lansing, again, opportunity here. Tying run is at the plate. Jesse, have they hit a home run in this series? Missed the first half of it.
Ryan Lasko.
That's it, huh? A throwback to first. Close. Lasko is safe. Jared Dickey said he wanted to get 10 home runs this year. That's what he told Jesse a few weeks ago. He got his 10th in Quad Cities, back where he was playing most of the year. Has not had one here yet. That pitch is fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. The wind is blowing out to right, too. The American flag is feeling pretty good right now. So if he could get it up in the jet stream here, you never know. Pitch home. Sent deep out to right center field, but not deep enough. Murphy, center fielder, over to his left, reaches up, makes a catch. Two outs. So that'll bring it up to Nate Nankill. He's had some big swings of late. First home run is a nut game last week as well for him in Quad Cities. Remember, Lansing will wrap up the regular season next week in West Michigan. Seven games left to go after tonight. One final home game tomorrow. Ready, ready to pitch. That's in there, strike one. Nankill, one for three tonight. It's just been no extra base hits for Lansing tonight outside of Luke Mann on double in the seventh. That came, though, to lead off the inning, and that produced the lone run. Throw back to first. Lasko is just in there safe. Boy, he is getting a huge lead over there. But it's been the right distance so far to get back in before that tag from Ethan Long. Righty Yost throws. There goes Lasko. Pitches up and out. Throw down to second. It's late on the back foot of Lasko. Cedeno tried to sell it by jogging towards the dugout, but the speedy Lasko is in scoring position with the steal.
That's three straight days with a stolen base for Lasko.
He gets on base. He is such a good threat. I mean, he is speedy. And now, can they take advantage? Pitch home. Nankill bounces it right at the shortstop. Two hops to Hoffman. Sachs throws low, but it's caught by Long. And that'll do it for the Nuts. So they get a run around, but can't take advantage. We head to the ninth. 3-1 for Wayne. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way when we return.
Come on, Dad.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, how about Dylan Hall? Four scoreless innings, three hits, one walk, four strikeouts for the right-hander. And now he yields to Garrett Irvin, one of the bullpen members working on his mustache. Hall has been mustachioed all year, but Irvin and the rest of the guys, they're growing them now. Takes over with the Oat Milkers down 3-1 to Fort Wayne. Irvin throws to Kai Murphy, lefty to lefty. Right in the air, off the left side. This baseball is foul. Behind the bullpen with a high hop up in the Pepsi porch. Talk to Mike Adalis all about how this is mustache time for the bullpen gang to end off the season. Then we'll see who else shaves. Sounds like Micah is not letting that mustache stick around for very long. Murphy, Robertson, and Salas, 1-2-3 in the Fort Wayne order. Urban throws. Off the outside corner and high. One ball and one strike. Garrett Irvin, the Arizona Wildcat, taking on Kai Murphy, the Arizona State Sun Devil, out in Michigan. The pitch, swing, and a miss, strike two. Irvin's 33rd appearance of the year. Three to one, Fort Wayne. The runs came early. Pitch on its way. Fastball punched on the ground towards short. Corona Grower fields. Those across the body. He's out at first. Josh Corona Grower can play some shortstop. Danny Batista Jr. approves. Murphy was speeding his way out of the left-hand batter's box. And Corona Grower moved right to collect and then winged it across in time. Here's Tyler Robertson. The pitch, taken for a called strike. One out, nobody on. Top of the ninth. 3-0, 3-1 Fort Wayne. The backdoor breaking ball misses outside. Robertson, another good night. The pitch, there's the hook for a called strike. 1-2. Tyler Robertson, single, a steal, a run scored in the first, an RBI single in the second. 3-1, 10 caps. 1-2 pitch. Very high with the fastball. Irvin offers. Buried the fastball, and the count is full. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Oat Milkers are trailing. We just don't know by how much by then. Right now it's two. Urban's job is to keep it two. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball popped up to Garrett Irvin. Out number two. Peanut butter and jam. Boy, the catcher, Cole Kahn, was staggered on the backswing. And here comes the head athletic trainer, Noah Huff. And the manager, Craig Conklin. Oh, no. Yeah. See some blood on the side of his face. Right on the side for Cole Kahn. All eyes were on that ball just popping up in the air out toward the pitcher, Irvin. Kahn's eyes likely were on that too. And then he was struck. Well, you like to see the smile from Cole. Going through the important questions being asked by Noah. They'll watch Cole take a couple of warm-up pitches. There it was, right on the backswing. He caught Kahn on the mask. Man. Well, Kahn convinces Noah Huff and Craig Conklin that he's going to stay in. And here comes Ethan Salas. And here's the pitch. A breaking ball for a called strike. Hey, so you want to be a catcher. And a one from Irvin. Fastball high. Adam, I brought out the fishbowl because we're into the final couple of games. Two outs, nobody on, though, in the top of the ninth inning. One ball, one strike pitch to Salas. One for four today. Swing and a miss, strike two.
Here we go. By the way, no, Jesse, I don't want to be a catcher. Thank you.
Man, Corona Grower, and Schofield Sam. How about that trio coming up? The pitch, Salas takes, and that missed high. 2-2. Nearly dropped in there. Two in the first, one in the second for the Tin Caps. Holding up right now, up 3-1. The pitch. The breaking ball waved at and missed. Struck him out. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth from Jackson Field. Fort Wayne 3. The Oat Milkers 1. Is there a comeback ahead of us?
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design. hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Manuel Castro is the new man in. The right-hander out of the Fort Wayne pen. And the hometown squad is down 3-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Oat Milkers will send up Mann, Corona Grauer, and Schofield Sam. 2-2. More than that for the win. Castro is making his 37th relief appearance for the Caps. He is 10 for 11 in save opportunities. And in 52 and one-third innings, only 2 home runs allowed. Only 14 walks issued. He struck out 62. Nick batting 260 against the right-hander out of Mexico, 22 years of age. First up, the left-handed slugging Luke Mann. First pitch. Takes a called strike, sliding in across the inside corner. Mann in his last at-bat doubled that to left center, and he scored the Oat Milkers' only run. The pitch, fouled away, over the netting, drifting back into the seats. The fan in the Tigers' tank top went reaching for it, came up empty.
I tell you what, if Lansing went on a little rally here and came back, this crowd would erupt.
0-2 from Castro. Swinging a foul back over our heads.
Been waiting all night, Jesse. You can feel the energy is there. They're ready to make some noise.
I think if Luke Mann just reaches, you would hear that energy. He's in a two-strike hole, though. Castro deals. Down and in on appeal of a check swing, denied by Rob up the first base side. Ball one. Eric Yost worked the last four innings after the starter Reyes worked the first four. Castro for the ninth. The pitch off the outside corner. That man takes ball two. You can see the key for Castro is that he can really spin it. Has both an effective slider and an effective curve. Deals the 2-2. Swinging a foul straight back on the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. There is the heat that he can rear back for. Luke Mann hangs tough. Mann against Castro this year, 0-2 with a strikeout. The 2-2 pitch. That 2 is fouled away. Lansing in general, 3-for-24 against Castro this season. All three hits are singles. Here's the pitch. High fly out to right. Into the corner, Nick Vogt up next to the high wall. It is gone! It's a one-run game! Tin Cats 3, Oat Milkers 2, on Mann's seventh round trip of the year. a towering glass to right. There's the crowd. Here's here's Josh Carota Grower, who takes a ball down and away. Nobody on, nobody out. And the batter's the potential game-tying run. The crowd settles. Righty, righty. And the pitch. A ground ball to shortstop. Hoffman fields, those to first, one away.
Well, you want to talk about a majestic swing, Jesse. That thing was rocketed up into the night. And it was just hanging and hanging so much that Vogt went over, thought he had a chance for it to come down, but it did come down just over that tall 23-foot wall in right. Wow, what a swing from man.
So now TJ Schofield Sam. Down by a run. First pitch. Twisting up the left field line and foul. Strike one. Think about how it got to that point, too. Strike one, strike two. The fouls, the taking tough pitches. Just the third home run allowed all year by Castro. But they still need one more. Schofield Sam is one for two. RBI single and a walk. Castro throws. Inside. Schofield Sam has faced Castro once this year. He walked. The break even. Outside corner. Strike called on the Snapdragon. Batista Jr.'s on deck. Oak Milker's down by a run in the bottom of the ninth. It's a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Two gone. Can Danny Batista Jr. keep hope alive? LAFQ fireworks will follow this game. The offense looking for another firework. Two in the first, one in the second for Fort Wayne. For the Oat Milkers, one in the seventh, one here in the ninth. Two outs. The pitch. Down and away, ball one. Luke Mann has been the catalyst. Doubled and scored in the seventh, homered here in the ninth. He needs help. Ball one offering to Danny. Up and in. Earlier in the series, it was a Batista Jr. go-ahead two-run double that helped Lansing beat Fort Wayne 2 days ago, 6-2. Here's the pitch. Low. Three balls and no strikes. Number 8 batter in the order. Red light likely. 3-0 pitch. He takes a called strike. Fastball right in there at 95.
Boy, if there was ever a light that I would have hoped was a green one there in a one-run game, that would have been fun.
Fly ball out to right field. Nick Vogt back to his left, jumping up. He can't get it. It's off the wall. Batista Jr.'s on second, hustling for third. Relay throw. Bounces right through. He stays at third. It's a triple. The tying run is 90 feet away. Mound meeting for Fort Wayne. Pitching coach Eshelman on his way out to the hill.
What do we say about this crowd, man? Been waiting all night to get excited. You get the home run and then this swing. Well, and some shoes. Danny Bautista Jr. just puts it out of the reach of Vogt. There was a chance. It looked that that thing may get out. Then wasn't going to be caught. Then what kind of speed does Danny Bautista Jr. have? The Lutz, Florida native says, I got good speed. He is 90 feet away. And all of a sudden, we have a really good finish coming up here in Lansing.
The game is afoot.
Will the shoe be on the other foot, or will Fort Wayne find a way?
Cole Khan as he is shoo-in. 3-2 Fort Wayne, bottom of the ninth. Batista Jr. at third, two outs. First pitch, outside, ball one.
Lace him up a little tighter right now.
Trying to sneak her away with the game-tying rally. Switch hitter batting left. Ball one offering. Way high and outside. 2-0. First and second base are open. Leadoff hitter Johnny Butler's on deck. Khan is 1-for-3 with a single. Can he come through? Castro deals. Fouled straight back. Strike one. A home run to begin this bottom of the ninth. A ground out, a strikeout, and then the triple by Batista Jr. Fort Wayne 3, the Oat Milkers 2, two outs. And a 2-1 pitch to Cole Khan. Outside corner, strike two call. The Cats are one strike away. Castro has blown only one save opportunity all year. Tying run, Batista Jr. stepping away from third. Castro straightens with the sign. Danny bluffs the pitch. Up a little tall. Three balls and two strikes. Cole Khan has had his family here for this series in Lansing. Payoff pitch to Cole. Swinging a fly ball up the left field line. Robertson over. He makes the catch down to his knee. And the ball game is over. He almost overran it. But in the end, Fort Wayne hangs on. And the Tin Caps beat the Oat Milkers 3-2. Luke Mann ignited something with a home run leading off the frame. Danny Batista tripled to bring hope 90 feet away. Fort Wayne, though, has won 3 out of the first 5 of this series.
Good that his spikes held on his shoes there when he went down to his knee. What a game, what a finish. Congrats to Fort Wayne, but wow, Lansing made it interesting, and they gave these fans something fun to cheer about there in the ninth inning, putting the tying run 90 feet away.
Hey, it's fan appreciation night here at Jackson Field. There's only one more home game remaining this season.
And that's tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow at 1:05, Capital City Market Kids Day, Accessibility Day. Kate Morris gets the ball against the Padres prospect Isaiah Lowe. So that's a great pitching matchup. For this one, it took 2 hours and 30 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 6,779. Winning pitcher, Eric Yost out of the Fort Wayne pen. It's his first win. Castro picks up his 11th save. The losing pitcher, the Lansing starter, Luis Morales, suffers his fourth defeat. Gave up two in the first, one in the second, and then Adam, nothing after that. Dylan Hall forced scoreless innings of relief before Garrett Irvin, the hitless scoreless ninth.
Yeah, it's good pitching from Fort Wayne. Lansing unable to get on the board until the end. Fort Wayne gets the early runs, and that's enough. So nice job by Morales once those two innings were done to continue to battle, and a great work by the bullpen, but just didn't quite have enough. And Lansing will have to go in tomorrow and try and earn a series split.
Sir, by the way, West Michigan has scored 5 runs in the 5th inning to lead in Dayton 7-5 in the top of the 8th inning. If that score holds, they'll be within 2.5 games of the final East Division playoff spot. Here, the Oat Milkers, they fall. So, sorry, their record stays at 57 wins. They suffer their 50th defeat.
Well, at least it's a whole number, you know?
That's right. Milk that oat. Milk that oat. The Lansing Lugnuts record falls to 26-33, 58-66 for the year. Tin Caps improved to 22-37, 50-75 for the season as a whole. Adam, final thoughts?
Yeah, just a tough one tonight for the Nuts. I'll be looking to see if Lansing can get some offense rolling tomorrow. Fort Wayne's pitched it well. Give them credit. And they battled in a hostile environment tonight. Got the job done, and they'll have a chance at a series win tomorrow with what has been a tough series season for them. They played well here in Lansing, and We'll see what tomorrow brings. One more home game left to go.
Something we love seeing out there on the field. Cole Kahn is right now with his mom. Jared Dickey is out with his whole family. Everyone, after the game ends, those loved ones come down. We've seen throughout this year on Fireworks Night that the Lugnuts will set up picnic blankets. They'll sit out there on the green grass, and they'll enjoy some Laugh-U fireworks. Tonight, the final Laugh-U fireworks show of the year. And then tomorrow, the final home game of the season. We hope that you join us. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. From our hearts in Malmo, Sweden, to yours wherever you may be. For Adam Jaxa and Nate Miller, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Next stop, Peoria. Lugnuts fall to Fort Wayne 3-2. Good night on a Saturday night from Michigan State Capitol. Milk those oats and go.